Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Welcome one and all to the Storybox podcast, the place to be if you are a lover of stories. My name is Jay Fanton, former real estate agent now, living my purpose, sharing amazing stories from people all over the world. I'm grateful that you're here today. Now let's journey into the story box together and hear more about whose story will be unboxed today. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Storybox podcast. I am absolutely thrilled that you're back for another exciting episode today. My next guest, friends, is a speaker, an entrepreneur, an investor, and believer in dreams. He's none other than Dylan Mullen, who is the creator, founder, and director of Happy Skin Co. And I have to say to you all that this was an amazing conversation. Dylan is an incredible human being with a tremendous passion for entrepreneurship and helping people achieve their dreams growing up in Sydney's out west and creating something that he believed in. And despite all the obstacles and setbacks that he faces on a day-to-day basis, he managed to create this amazing brand and company. Happy Skin Co. has been around since 2017, so there's been a lot for Dylan to learn over that period of time. His knowledge, his wisdom, and his expertise in this industry is quite fascinating, but also his value system and who he is as a person is quite admirable. So I know you guys are going to get a lot out of his story today, and if you do get something from it, please share it around to all your friends and family members. Let them know about this one. If you enjoy it, please let us know what you think by leaving a rating and review over on Apple Podcasts. That goes towards building this incredible community and changing more lives for the better. I really appreciate all your support. So with that being said, my friends, you know what time it is. It's time to dive into the story box and hear Dylan Mullen's story.
Thanks for having me. Chatting to another OG Western Sydney boy, so it's always good to respect where we grew up.
Absolutely, man. Hand on heart, love it. We're going to have a lot of fun because sure. I think we get each other. You know, you grew out west. I grew up out west. I grew up housing commission or near the housing commission of good old Plumpton. And then we moved to Riverston as well. You know, we're out where all the druggies are, if I can say that. Now we went to Baulkham Hills. Now we're at the ponds. Thankfully, dude, it's an absolute pleasure to have you here. I usually have one question that I love asking people to sort of start things off, which is, what does success look like to you?
It's honestly, and it's such a cliche, but like, honestly, trust me, as a person who has been lucky enough to make quite a bit of good money, like success isn't how much money you have in the bank. Success is like truly how fulfilled you are every single day. Like, happiness is a part of it. Yeah, I think being happy is one thing, but I think the most important part, and they're very similar things, but like fulfillment, because you can be happy on holidays, you can be happy hanging out with your friends, but truly waking up every single day and like you're on this mission and you know you're on your path and like you believe in the dream and you know all these things are going to happen for you and you're just like creating like this, you're just like building blocks every day towards that ultimate goal. And I think just being on that path and knowing you're doing what you were born to do, I think that's happiness. And it brings like this overwhelming like energy and passion to you every day. And I think people around you, when you're truly happy, when you're truly fulfilled, people recognize it and they want to be around you and they feed off it and it inspires other people to you know, say like, screw this, I'm gonna chase after my dreams and what I really want to do as well.
Absolutely, man. I love that definition. Where did it come from for you? Has it been sort of like a gradual thing over time, or was there a catalyst moment somewhere for you in your life?
For me, I've just always, it wasn't like a straight path to being an entrepreneur and being in business. I, all the way through high school, like I thought I was going to be a lawyer. Like I from like year 7 or 8, I made that decision and I was going to go and do like contract law and mergers and takeovers and all that sort of stuff. And then I went to uni, like studied hard, like got really good marks through school, got accepted into like a law degree, and did it for like, honestly, I didn't even make the first semester. I did my assessments and I was like, oh, I hated that.
Yep.
And then I got up to the where we had to study for our first exams, and I was just like, you know what? Like, it's not like I don't like hard work. Like, I love to work hard, but it was just like destroying my soul. I just hate it. I'm like, fuck. As if this is, I couldn't do it. So I dropped out of uni then, was going to go back and finish off the business side of the degree. Didn't do that though. I was taking the rest of the year as like a gap year. And I'm like, what's the most, because I was like pretty like unhappy. So like, I just like, what is this, like all this stuff you get fed at school, like you need to do this, and like, this is a good job, be a doctor, be a lawyer, be an accountant, whatever. Like you get fed like what's right to do. And I'm like, this is not me. I can't do that. I don't care. So I just like, what's the opposite to law? And I'm like, I'm going to do acting. And didn't do drama in high school, nothing like that. I just thought, because I was like, at that point I was over, I'm like, what's going to be a fun life? Don't worry about how much money I make or what's a respectable job. What's going to be fun? So I did that for like a 4-week course, and then I really liked it. So I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna try and make this my life. Did that for like, ended up getting into full-time acting studio, did 3 years of training, filmed some stuff, got an agent, did all that. And then I, like, it all comes back to the thing, like, I just don't accept anything other than what I really want to do. And I think everyone can make their dreams come true and do whatever they want. So I'm like, okay, I wanted to take more control of my life because acting is great, and I still have a lot of great friends there, and I love that world. But it's like, you might not get a role because you don't look like the brother, the sister, the mum, the dad, or the different skin color, hair color, whatever it may be. So then business obviously was the opportunity that I could create. I could build something for myself and like just work really hard and like change my life. And that's kind of how I got here. But I was never like the entrepreneurial kid. In school, I didn't have a lemonade stand. I didn't flip cards, baseball cards or whatever. I just slowly figured it out through life.
I didn't know you went to acting school and actually got an agent and all that sort of stuff. That's a new bit of information for me. But how fascinating, man. It's amazing how life sort of, you know, took you one way and it sort of led you a different way, completely like polar opposites in a sense, but it's always given you what you needed to succeed.
Exactly.
That's what I find the amazing thing about life.
Yeah. But it's not even like they are so opposite in a way, but also it's still like, you're still creating things. And also it's like when I like decided to step away from acting and take some time, like I thought I was done with acting forever at that point. I don't think I am. I definitely still have that itch and that burn to be creative and do stuff. And when I have the time, I definitely will obviously take a lot of things on, but when I have the time, I'll get back into that space. But like, I never felt like I was giving up on the dream when I did that. I thought my dream through acting was to have an awesome life. And I felt like at that time, this was a better avenue for me to have that awesome life. I wasn't giving up. I wasn't going back and getting a job and doing something I hated. It was never about that. So that was a really important distinction for me.
And so you've started this amazing business, but before we dive into this business that you've started, what I'm curious about is, how did you grow up in the first place? So we mentioned before that you grew up out west and you wanted to be a lawyer. So where did that all come from? Where did all that stem from?
Yeah. Well, I didn't have any older brothers. My older cousin who's 6 years older than me is actually our CFO. I was lucky enough to poach him from a pretty big company about a little over a year ago to come and help me build this business and take like a really professional, financial, operational, legal experience and bring it into like an e-commerce startup. So he's helped me transform a lot of things within the business, but he was always like my hero. I copied everything he did. Like he played cricket, I played cricket. Like he wanted to be an accountant, I wanted to be accountant. And I'm like, I'm not good enough at maths. What's kind of like that law? I just copied everything he did. And he was a really smart guy, got really good marks. Like he's done really well for himself. Did the traditional like uni path. And I think it came from there. And because I thought he was cool, I thought that was going to be cool. And I kind of wanted to wear a suit every day. And I thought, you know, working in a law firm was going to fulfill me. And then I realized pretty quickly when I started doing it, none of that shit matters. You know what I mean? Like whatever's actually going to make me happy, not anyone else, like I should do.
That's interesting how you mentioned that, man, because I know for me, and I want to relate to your story a little bit, because I actually went to uni at the beginning of this year because I thought that that was actually where I wanted to go. I wanted to be a teacher. You know, I never thought that I was going to be a teacher. I was actually in real estate last year and things, I was good at it, but things didn't really work out the way I wanted them to. See, they always, life seems to work out the way we need it to, not exactly the way we want it to in any respect. I went to uni, man, and the same thing happened to me. Like I was the first semester and the assignments, you know, I was getting them done, but here's the problem. I was actually interviewing the people that wrote the stinking textbooks and I was quoting them and I would get marked down because apparently it wasn't a reliable source. And I was just like, this ain't right. It's a massive,
it's a stupid
system. I mean, I got nothing against education at all, but it just, it sucks the life from you. And you just have so much other things that are on your plate. And what I didn't realize was this Storybox was booming. Other things were booming at the same time. So life was sort of taking me in that direction. And you may not realize it at the time, but that's exactly what I needed, not uni. Uni was like a help to make me realize I didn't want it.
And sometimes like you have to make those decisions and sometimes like they're expensive lessons you need to learn. Sometimes it costs you time, sometimes it costs you money, but like they're always like, I honestly don't care. Like, and it freaks people like my cousin out sometimes because he's a very like logical, analytical, like numbers driven person. If we tried something or I did something in life and it cost me like a lot of money and then I'd be like, yeah, okay, it didn't work out, but I learned this lesson from it. I'm glad I did it. He'll be like, yeah, but you can't think like that. But I'm like, honestly, like, I feel like everything that you do and all the lessons that you learn in life make you who you are. And like, I'm a massive believer in like everything happens for a reason and you're always where you need to be. And I think once you accept that, like the losses and the failures and the challenges that pop up in life, or sometimes you might not get what you want because it's what you want right now. And then 3 months, 6 months down the track, you realize, far out, I'm so glad that didn't happen, or this wouldn't happen, or I wouldn't think like this, or I wouldn't be this person. Yeah.
100%, man. That's what life's really about. And if we can understand that very early on, you'd be okay. Because honestly, understanding that, you know, things happen for you, not to you. You know, like that's the Tony Robbins approach. And I love everything that Tony is about and what he says. And
100%.
What I'm curious about for you, man, is where did the idea of happy Skin Co. come from?
I actually started this business with a mate and he was also a guy a couple years older than me. He left a little while ago, but like literally was two dudes from Western Sydney that started one of Australia's fastest growing beauty e-commerce brands. We didn't work in any laser clinics, have any beauty experience, but we just looked at like what was working in the market, what brands had been super successful in the few years prior to us. If you look at, and I've said this before, like if you look at just industries like teeth whitening, fake tan, like, you know, you get braces at home now, they send you a thing and every couple of weeks you get new ones. Like if you can take a product or service that was done in like a salon or a clinic setting and you can put that into a product that people can do from the comfort of their own home, they don't have to book appointments, it's a lot more cost effective, it's a lot more convenient, and they can still achieve exactly the same or if not very similar results, then you're going to be very successful. You got a good chance at launching a successful product and building a brand on top of that. And we did it, and obviously we were right. Like my whole goal, we launched 2018, my whole goal for that year was to be able to quit my full-time job and work on Happy Skin Co. full time. Literally, we had achieved that like 2 weeks after we launched, had to quit my job. Like it needed absolute full time attention from both of us after 2 weeks.
Wow. And it's only relatively new, like literally 2 years old. And you've grown so much since then. What would you say has been the biggest challenge for you growing the company?
That's the thing as well. Like in life, like same thing in business. Like there's no biggest challenge. There's always going to be a new challenge. Like every day, every week, like every month, there's something new. And like the biggest thing is like you have to be all right with, and you have to accept if you're going to be in business, you need a very thick skin, because there might be some months where you're just cruising and it seems like everything's going right and everything's easy. But like there's going to be challenges. There's going to be obstacles. There's going to always be, you always need to learn. You always need to adjust. Not everything's going to work. And like, if you don't have that like mentality of like, you'll find a way to win or get through it. Like you like, that's why so many businesses must, like, you know, the stat, I know like 95% of businesses or 90% don't make it out of the first year, because it's hard. Like, it's a lot harder than people think. And obviously, like, we've been very successful, and people only see like the success and they think, oh, it's so easy, I'm going to do this. And then they get into it and like, yeah, 100%. If you think you should start a business, start a business, but you need to know it's not easy. Mm-hmm. A lot of late nights, there's a lot of like scratching your head and trying to figure out, okay, what do we do here, and pivoting and changing. So it's just like, biggest challenge is like accepting or knowing that there's always going to be a new challenge. It's never just going to be easy, easy, easy.
Oh, 100%, man. Like, I know for this, I'm up at 3 a.m. Pretty much every single morning, responding to emails, you know, doing things that not many people actually see. And they don't hear about all the rejection. They don't hear about all the, you know, the no's or the hard days that you face mentally, or even in your kind of business, man. What I've always been curious with is, did you know going in that it was going to be competitive, or did you ever have like these fears or doubts going in, saying two guys starting a beauty company as opposed to like looking at the market, what was actually already available? Did you guys have any of those sort of fears?
No, we both knew that it was always going to be successful, for sure. It's like one of these, we launched one of those products that like, once you launch it and then you look back and everyone thinks like, oh shit, like so obvious, I should have done it. Like once we tested it and we started trialing it and we saw the results it gave, we knew like this was going to be big. We thought it was going to take like a year, 18 months, 2 years to start seeing any sort of real impressive results. I was blown away absolutely by how quick it happened. Definitely always believed in it and knew there was going to be competition. Probably didn't expect, and obviously being my first business, the amount of like cheap like copycats and knockoffs that were going to try and pop up and steal your content and try and rip, like copy your brand and all that sort of stuff. And then in the early days, like you spend too much time stressing about that or getting frustrated or annoyed. But after a while, you start to realize that's just part of business. And if people are copying you, it's obviously a good thing you're doing something right. And
yeah,
don't think too much about it anymore.
Copycat is like the highest form of flattery, right?
yeah. It's like definitely annoying, particularly it's like, it's not that hard to like just have a little bit of creativity and like do something that's even like, okay, if you want to do like an at-home like IPL brand, fine, but like come up with like a different, like, you know, brand, like brand colors, brand story, logo, like do something different, have a different value prop, like give something new to the market. But yeah, that's all good. It's funny now.
Oh, 100%, man. Like, and I also saw that you were able to meet, I kind of stalked your Instagram for a bit just to get some information from you. And what I learned was you were able to meet Gary Vee. And what I'm curious about, what was some advice that he gave you? And then my next question after that would be, what's the worst piece of advice you've ever gotten from anyone?
Okay. Yeah, so the Gary Vee thing, that was obviously a really big milestone and a goal I had probably just when I was, because like the year before launching the business, like I was listening to podcasts every single day. Like I was going from Preston's, I was working in a media company in Chatswood. It was like 3 hours of travel a day. I was listening to podcasts almost every single day. It was Gary Vee. And I was one of those guys as well. The first time I heard him, like, oh, I didn't really love it. Like, he's very, like, he doesn't, like, there's no bullshit. Like, he'll make you, like, says it how it is. The first, I didn't hate it, but I was just like a bit like, oh, what the fuck? Like, I don't know. This is my vibe. And then I listened to maybe like two and I was like, wait a minute. Like, this guy isn't full of shit. Like, this guy really cares. And he's saying these things because he needs people to understand like what you can do and what's fake, because there's so many like marketing gurus and life coaches and shit out there that just like whatever, you know. Yeah, it was a goal and I had it written down, like I wanted to not just meet him but like develop a business relationship with him. And big believer in like the law of attraction and visualization, and like being in his office and like seeing that place. Like, I'd seen so many YouTube videos of him in there, and I always thought, oh, I'm going to be there one day. And yeah, I was lucky enough, like this year, like I got to hang out with him like for a few days in Sydney last year, London towards the end of last year. And then in January, like probably not too long before COVID hit, I was in New York and got to spend a couple of days at his office and get to know like his team, which was really awesome. And the best piece of advice, like, I don't know, it was just, there's so much like, and this is the thing about Gary, like, you know how like, some people think like, oh, is it just the show he puts on? It's like literally like the way he talks in his clips that he posts, like that's him all day. Like, it's almost like you can ask him any question and like his brain just works in a way like he computes like some like almost like amazing life-changing response. It's like there's so many pieces of like gold there. Like, main thing is just like go after happiness, like know you're young, be patient, like work hard, like, and then like a big thing in terms of the business is like that we really drove home is like content is like the biggest. Don't try and hack the system. It's not about how much you can like play around with the pixel or hack this or system this. It's like the thing that's going to differentiate brands is the content that you produce and your brand story and how you communicate with your customers. That was the main thing there. Worst piece of advice. Oh, I don't even know. Like, I couldn't even tell you the worst piece of advice. It's like, the thing is, I will say about that, like everyone has an opinion, particularly in the first like 6 months when you launch a business, everyone says, oh, you should do this, you should try this. And yeah, everyone's gonna try and give you their two cents.
What would you say to a young person at the moment that is sort of afraid to take that leap of faith to actually start their own business? What would you say to them?
Well, I think if you just wait around, it's never going to happen. Like you definitely, I am living proof that you can like change your life. You can live your dreams, all of that. I would say work as hard as you need to work. Casual jobs, part-time jobs, full-time jobs, whatever you can do for whatever it takes, 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, 2 years, save up a certain amount of money where it might only be a couple thousand dollars. You might only have $1,000. You might want to drop ship. If you can save up a little more or find a business partner, you might be able to start a brand. Like save up a bit of money, put yourself in a situation that hopefully you're still living at home. You don't have too many like bills or anything you need to pay. Save a bit of money that's outside the money you need to live and like be willing to like accept the fact that you might lose that on the first business. But if you do lose that money, you're going to be better for it. You're going to grow, but you're never going to live the life of your dreams if you don't try it. And like, would you rather risk it? Like people say to me, oh, such a big risk, like leaving a full-time job for this business after 2 weeks. But it's like, it wasn't a risk at all. Like I'd go get another job. Like the risk for me would be staying in a job that I hated potentially forever. You know what I mean? It's like, if you don't want to work for someone else or you're not happy with your job or you truly believe you want to start a business, just start, just learn, like research as much as you can, YouTube, podcasts, blogs, whatever it may be before you launch, find a business partner maybe that has the opposite skills of you. You might be really good at creative. They might be really good with some numbers. And like you motivate each other to like, you know, like sometimes you want to do it, hit a problem. You want to give up. That's why in the early days, especially, it's so good to have a business partner because you push each other, you help each other get through those situations where so many people would just give up.
That's a good point you raised there, man, about having someone there to help you, either if it's a business partner or just someone to sort of kind of bit like be a mentor in a way. And that's what I had a business partner last year. Things didn't really work out the way I thought they would, you know, but that's okay, you know, because I probably wouldn't be doing this, probably wouldn't be speaking to you today. So everything worked out well in the end, regardless. But, you know, when you do find the right person to help you in business, there's always this level of trust that you need to establish. So I'm always curious, man, from a business perspective, how you go about establishing trust with your business partner.
Well, like we were just good mates. Like we had a lot of things in common. Like we were probably two of the most ambitious people that around in our circles. Like we both worked in a gym together. So we worked at a gym together, and then we both actually happened to be, we didn't realize this until after a while, both at the same acting studio as well. So we had a lot of things in common. Like we both could see like the determination and enthusiasm in each other. Like we'd been talking about it for about a year in advance beforehand. And then my ex-business partner, he went on a trip to Europe in like mid 2017, and when he came back, we're like, as soon as he gets back, we're gonna really like sit down and start meeting three times a week, Tuesday, Thursday nights, and then at least one of Saturday or Sunday, if not both. And we're just gonna lock in the time, and we're gonna find a business we can do, whether it be a product or a service or an app. And we just locked in the time, and we just did it. And like you earn trust by actions, and like you can see people's intentions from the start. Like, and again, like I would be very, like you said, like be careful. Like you don't need a business partner. Don't just take anyone. Like choose someone who you can work with and who you want to work with, even if they might be the smartest person in the world. But if you get a bad vibe or you don't like spending time with them, don't do it. It's not worth it. Like your happiness, again, is the most important thing. And like, I think it'd be fun to like, if do a business with your best friend, you know what I mean? Like just set boundaries and like be very considerate with communication. I've learned like how you communicate and how you perceive things might be very different. Like some people you might be able to be very direct or blunt with. Some people you might need to choose how you communicate more carefully and just respect each other. Really, if you're having a disagreement, or not like a disagreement, if you're just debating a point, or you have opposite opinions on anything, whether it be like a logo or a name or where you should spend this marketing money, just like be very considerate of each other's like feelings. And when you communicate, like if you start to get a little bit frustrated, just stop, slow down, have a think about what you want to say and what you're trying to communicate. Because sometimes, particularly when like the emotions get heightened or you're really passionate about something, like you speak really quickly and you don't articulate your words or what you really mean, right? Like there were so many times with many different people in life, not just in business, but like, have you ever had that thing how like he's almost getting half an argument and then 10 minutes in, you realize, wait, you were agreeing the whole time. You were just communicating it in different ways and you didn't understand.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah.
I think you touched on another good point there, which is communication. You know, if you don't have good, effective communication, whether it's in just business or life in general, you're not really going to go very far at all. And I think, like for business especially, everyone is unique in their own way. And I think just being understanding, getting to a place of just saying, hey, look, you've got your beliefs, I've got my beliefs, I have my own viewpoints on certain things, that's okay. Let's try and find a middle ground. And that takes time, man. Like it could take days, minutes, weeks, you name it. But as long as you are trying your absolute best to communicate, it's like a two-way street, you know, like if you want this, they want that. You're trying to meet somewhere in the middle, do your best. That's all it takes, just do your absolute best. So appreciate you sharing that, man. Couple more questions for you, if you don't mind, because cool. I am mindful of your time. This one may be a hard question to answer, but we'll see how we go. If you could meet anybody in the world, alive or dead, who would it be, why, what question would you ask them, and what question would that be?
Anyone in the world, alive or dead. Honestly, like it sounds so cliche. Like I don't really care about like anyone. Like I'd go like have another chat with my granddad, who was like my hero. He was my favorite person. Like I grew up with my mom and my grandparents for the first 6 years of my life, and he was like the best person I ever met. Like I'm sure, like if there's anyone alive that if I really want to meet them, like I truly believe, give me like 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, like I'll put myself in a position to meet them. I don't know, have a chat to my granddad again, probably.
Wow. That just hit home for me. It really did, man. Far out. That just brought up memories. I don't know where to go to from there, man. Like you got me.
From there.
Get the tissues out. Oh, far out. Why?
Well, I didn't expect that question. You took me by surprise. Oh,
I didn't expect your answer.
Yeah.
But seriously, man, I relate to that so much. Like my granddad was my hero. He taught me everything that I know today. You know, he was wise. He was smart. He was persistent as heck. I didn't even know it at the time, you know, but his life was literally about persistence. And I ended up learning or coming up with this saying that I tell pretty much anyone in business or anyone in life really, which is be persistent to remain consistent at the things that you want. And that's literally based off not just my life and my grandfather's life, just seeing everything that he did, you know. He was old school. And there's another saying that I'll share with you. He used to say to me, don't put off for tomorrow what can be done today. And like that got me when I was 8 years old. And from that moment on, I have never procrastinated, never, you know, had this lazy mentality with certain things. If I want to do something, I will do my utmost best to do it. If I set my mind to it, I'll do it, man. Sounds very similar to you. That just brought back memories, man. So thank you for that. Yeah.
That's all good.
My last question for you, or two more questions, sorry. This one's more of a fun one. So steer it. What's the worst?
Lighten the mood a little bit.
Lighten it up, yeah. What's the weirdest food combination you've ever tried?
The weirdest food combination I've ever tried. Oh, I don't know about weirdest food combination, but everyone looks at me really weird when I have like, you know, peanut butter and avocado together.
What?
I don't know if that's weird. People are always like, what are you doing? I'm like, dude, you don't knock it till you try it. It's actually so good. Is there anything weirder I can think of? I don't know. But yeah, that one always seems to, people think it's like, it's such a weird thing to do, but it's so good.
I swear you can put peanut butter with anything, but like.
With anything. Yeah. Honestly, I got the amount of peanut butter, like, I go to the office, the girls are like, didn't we just like bought another big tub like last week? I'm like, yeah, well, you know, it's good stuff.
Are you Picks, Mavers, Skippy?
Oh, dude, that's the thing. Like I eat pretty healthy and like I'm very conscious of what I eat and I've tried like all the organic peanut butters and everything, but I'm such like I know it's probably not the best for me. I'm such a sucker, just that old school, like, well, it used to be Kraft, I think it's vegan now, just that like yellow lid. Standard peanut butter, like it's just too many memories. Like growing up, I can't beat it. All the healthier ones, I'm like, dude, it just doesn't hit the same.
Right, man. Have you tried? You should try extra crunchy, like
that. Extra crunchy. Yeah, I mix it up with some extra crunchy or some. Oh, I don't know if I had extra crunchy, but I mix it up with some crunchy here and there.
Yeah, man. Like that for me, it just nails it. Honestly, what I do, I don't. This is a bit weird, but you know those, you know those like quinoa crackers, because I'm healthy too.
Yeah.
I get butter, organic butter, and I put peanut butter and cheese on it, like as a snack. So
peanut butter and cheese.
Yeah, man, try it.
That's a different one.
That's
never done that. I'll give it a crack.
It works, man. Let me know how you go. Like, yeah. you may
peanut butter and cheese.
Trust me.
Okay, I'll pay that one.
my last question for you, man. This is my legacy question that I love asking people at the end. So you've been able to reach the age of 100. I know you're still young at the moment. Just picture you're 100 and your friends have put together a film for you of everything you've ever said and everything you've ever done. Don't ask me how they got it all. We'll just call it magic. But they've shown it to you on your 100th birthday. What do you want that film to say and to show about your life?
That's a really good question. Well, I really wanted to represent, like as I said, I have like a written list of life goals I want to achieve. And a lot of them is about like the longer I go on, and obviously I've only really been on this journey for like the last 3 years, it's become less about money and more about like impact and what you can give back and who you can inspire around you. One thing I definitely want to do, and it's probably my most sentimental goal, and because it's related to my granddad, but my granddad passed away. He had like Alzheimer's like the last 4 or 5 years of his life, and that ended up being what like took him downhill in the end. And I really want to start like a foundation in his name, the Dominic Mullen Foundation, and do something to help keep, I'm sure. And then they talk about there's a cure, hopefully in the next like 10 years, 15, 20 years for that. But I really want to start something where we can help. Cause like the most heartbreaking thing is like when like one elderly, like the husband, for example, has Alzheimer's, and then the wife is starting to get really old and they can no longer care for him. And like, no one wants to like, no one wants them to have to go into a nursing home. Like, but the person who's suffering from Alzheimer's will 90% of the time they'll do it because they don't want to feel like they're a burden on anyone. I just love to be able to, like, even if it was like one family to start and then two, three and build, like to give family support to like either have like a part-time or full-time carers in-house so they can stay with their family as long as they want. Because like you go into like a nursing home and it's like you could be in your home one day and then you go into a nursing home the next day and it's just completely different. Like it's just not like, I just, the best thing is being at home with your family in their own space where they feel more comfortable, where they've spent their life. And to be able to give that to people would be a massive goal of mine.
Well, I hope one day you actually get to achieve it, man, because I think that would be honestly incredible.
Oh, no doubt it'll happen, whether it happens in 5 years or 20 years, it'll happen. Don't worry about that.
I like your mindset, man. I like what you're doing currently. Where can people find you? Where can people connect with you and learn more about you?
So I'm just at Dylan Mullen on everything. And it's Mullen with an A-N. Literally, that's it. Yeah. Instagram would be the best place, but I'm on everything else. And then if you want to learn about Happy Skin Co., the business, that's just at Happy Skin Co. on everything. And again, like I just actually took a month off posting on Instagram. The first time I took a break for a little while, I'd taken a lot of things and I had to, it was getting a little bit too much. So today's my 1 month back. So I always welcome my people. If they have any questions or want to ask me about business or mindset or life, whatever it may be, send me a message on Instagram. Like I'll get back to you maybe that day. if I don't get back to you straight away, I'm always clearing through, and I'm really excited. And that's one thing I realized like yesterday. I was chatting to a friend and they said something to me, and I just realized like, because like it seems like I've already got so much going on, like with businesses. It's like I don't talk about these things. I don't go on these podcasts because I don't care about like growing my followers. Like that's just so like shallow. Like it's such a shallow thing, and really easy to lose motivation to do it if you're just doing it for the clout or doing it to grow your page or whatever. But it's like and it's hard to take on when people start saying this to you, so you kind of brush it off. But like if you really think about how many people have said to myself, to you, like how many people like you actually impact by the things you talk about and share. It's like that's the real reason to do it. And it's like, so I really want to focus on doing that as much as I can moving forward.
That's good stuff, man. Like really enjoyed our conversation today. Thank you so much for your time, for your energy and everything else in between, man. Really appreciate you.
Cool.
Thank you so much for coming on the Storybox podcast.
For sure, man.
I don't like this part because it means that sadly we have come to an end of yet another incredible story. I just want to say thank you to all of you for tuning in and listening to our guest today. It is my prayer that you would have felt inspired, motivated, challenged in some way, and that you would have learned something new as well. If you'd like to hear more amazing stories like this one, you can do so now by searching up The Storybox on any podcast platform. It's that easy. If you did get something from our guest today, please share it around to a friend or family member that you think could benefit from hearing this powerful story. And before you go, please leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It will only take 30 seconds and it'll go towards reaching more people. Let's start changing lives through powerful stories like this one. Your support is greatly appreciated. Until next time, when we dive back into the story box, I'm Jay Phantom, and don't forget, your story is worth more than you know. I'll catch you next time.